This is an invitation to worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
When I was growing up, I would occasionally come into some money. Maybe it was a gift for my birthday or Christmas, or perhaps I had earned it by delivering newspapers or doing some chores or odd jobs. I was often reminded by my parents to save some by putting it in the bank to earn interest. While they wanted me to enjoy it, they didn't want me to waste it on frivolous things. They taught me the importance of preparing for the future and the value of money. As I grew, I learned that these lessons were also applicable to my faith. We're nearing the end of another liturgical year. Next Sunday is the Feast of Christ the King, and then we'll begin a new church year with the celebration of Advent. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples yet another parable. There was a man who was going on a journey and gave his possessions to his three servants to oversee. He gave one servant 5 talents, or coins, another servant 2 talents, and the third servant 1 talent. The 2 with the larger amounts quickly traded with others and doubled their money, but the servant who only had 1 decided to bury his so that he wouldn't lose it. When the master returned, he questioned each servant. The 2 reported that they had made more money for the master, and the master rewarded them for their efforts. But the servant who only had 1 talent and did nothing to make it grow had it taken away and was summarily dismissed. It's interesting that the money is called talents. We use the word talent today to describe what we can do very well, better than others. Some people have more than others, but everyone has at least 1 talent. We acknowledge that our talents come from God. That's why when somebody has an exceptional talent, like a sharp mind, artistic skills, or athletic ability, we call that a God-given talent. God calls us to use these talents to reach our full potential and for the good of society and others. As Christians, we're also called to use our talents to serve others and give glory to God. Do you do this? Or do you use them merely for self-interest? Do you use your spare time to better the kingdom by studying God's word and to help others? Or do you waste time playing games on the computer? Do you use your efforts to care for the less fortunate? Or do you spend night after night in front of the television? There's nothing wrong with relaxation and enjoying some downtime at the end of a busy day. But remember that in the parable, the one who did nothing with the talent he was given was turned away by the master. Are you using your talents to their fullest potential? If not, make a fresh start and a new beginning. Each day, strive to do your best to use your God-given talents in all that you do, at work, home, school, church, and in the community, for the good of others and to give glory to God. I'm Bishop Gregory Parks inviting you to worship with us this weekend.
To find a local Catholic church, visit tampabaycatholic.org.